Arizona's Medicaid program was in the court yesterday. The state Supreme Court heard arguments about the fate of Arizona's Medicaid expansion plan. At issue is the way lawmakers and then Governor Jan Brewer implemented it in 2013 and whether an assessment on hospitals used to bring in federal money is a tax or not. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services was in the courtroom and he joins me now. And Howie, did the arguments come down to, as they have before, just sort of a matter of semantics?
Well, a lot of it comes down to what did voters intend in 1992 when they amended the state constitution to say that it takes a two-thirds vote to increase state revenues? I mean, it is clear that if the legislature were to vote to hike the sales tax or hike the property tax or any other tax, it does require a two-thirds vote of the House and Senate. What's less clear is if they simply direct a state agency to raise the money it needs for a certain program, does that require a two-thirds vote? What's at issue here is that the fact is the legislature and Governor Brewer got a little cute when they wanted to raise money to fund the expansion of the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, the Medicaid program. So what they did is they directed the head of Access to impose a levy on hospitals sufficient to pay the state's share to bring down the federal money. That didn't pass with a two-thirds vote, and now the Republican lawmakers voted against it, and there were enough of them to block it if it required a two-thirds vote, are suing to have it overturned.
Now, Howie, in the past, those Republican lawmakers have argued that it was a tax and that that means it requires a two-thirds vote. It sounds like their argument is shifting a little bit to suggest that even if it's not a tax, even if it is a fee or an assessment, that still would require a two-thirds vote, right?
Well, certainly. Attorney Christina Sandifer of the Goldwater Institute, who's representing the dissident lawmakers, did try the it's a tax to Superior Court. That didn't fly. Tried it to the Court of Appeals. That didn't fly. Well, I guess she decided, well, this argument isn't getting me anywhere. So now her argument is that, as you point out, it doesn't matter that she reads Proposition 108, the 1992 ballot measure, to say anything that raises additional money does in fact require a two-thirds vote, including authorizing a state agency to raise money even for a specific program. The justices were a little skeptical about that during the discussion. They'd say, well, wait a second, you know, in fact, since Proposition 108 was passed, there are 82 specific incidents where the legislature has, in fact, authorized agencies to raise money and hasn't required a two-thirds vote. Why does it apply now? And her argument was sort of, well, they were wrong, Your Honors. I don't know how well that went over. But that raises the other interesting question. She is sort of conceding, well, let's assume that this has been the practice and that the legislature acted in good faith, maybe we should interpret the law prospectively. What that would do, curiously enough, is actually preserve the levy against hospitals, but tell the legislature, in the future when you do this, you really do need a two-thirds vote.
Howie, was it possible to gauge, based on the justices' questions or comments, which way they might be leaning on this?
You know, I've lost a lot of money betting on what courts will do. And I've learned that when you think you know what a court is going to do, you're going to get slapped down. You know, as far as this case goes, the justices in the state's high court are very curious and usually play a little bit of devil's advocate. So it's hard to tell. But given the precedents that have been set so far, it would seem that they don't want to overturn at least this particular levy. One of the issues is practical. There are 400,000 Arizonans who would lose health care if the money for the state share goes away. And they're a little reticent to say, well, based on a law that could be ambiguous, are we quite ready to do that? So again, if I were going to bet, and I wouldn't bet a lot of money, I would say that they allow this levy to stand. The closer question is, what direction do they provide for the future?
How much of the state's argument dealt with that practical issue of there are 400,000 people whose health care is at stake with your decision here, justices?
Well, Timothy Berg, who's a private attorney who's representing the Access and the state, pointed that out several times and said, look, Your Honors, if there's any doubt in your mind, you should consider this as a factor. You know, if the law is ambiguous, you A, err on the side of upholding what the legislature did, which is the imposing the fee by the majority vote, and B, you consider the practical effects of your decision. You know, 400,000 Arizonans out of perhaps 6.9 million residents is a lot of people. And I think that resonated a little bit with the justices.
All right, we'll have to keep our eyes out for a ruling on this. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good to talk to you. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome.